From the heart of Europe to the world, RTI.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Poprad, boys and girls. On a slightly serious part one, let's move into something with a little bit more fun on part two. What a joke. The banks are now trying to make us laugh our way out of debt. Yeah, right.
I think this is amazing. We're at the banks. The banks have caused all these problems for us. You know what? You know, if you look at it this way, bankers are people that help you out with your problems that you wouldn't have had without them being there in the first place.
Absolutely.
There is some logic to that. Which,
And now they're actually paying for their executives to go on comedy courses to learn how to tell us jokes to make light of the situation that we're in. I can't believe it.
And don't forget, this is Lloyds Bank, which is part owned by the UK taxpayer. So listen, you lovely people in the UK listening to this, you're paying for your bank to send its managerial people on a two-day workshop.
To be able to tell your jokes. Yeah, here's a thought on this, right? Just in case you're not aware of the effect that the Northern Rock problems have had on Japan's banks, right? Mm-hmm. The Origami Bank has folded, Sumo Bank has gone belly up, Bonsai Bank is cutting its branches, and the Kamikaze Bank has nosedived, and finally, the Karate Bank has chopped 500 people!
Is anyone troubled with that joke, Lee?
Good.
What? He's been sold to Virgin.
Oh, well, you don't want to go down that route.
You do not want to go down that route. According to the Daily Express, nearly 123 hours of programme repeats will be shown on British television at Christmas. And they are suggesting this is the four main television channels. Hello? Wake up, Mr. Daily Express. Hello?
What are you going to say about the Daily Express? The Daily Express is one of my favourite newspapers.
Oh, they've probably still got an old analogue television then.
Oh, that analogue, she's always appearing in when you're... You must have loved her.
But, I mean, no, quite seriously, I mean, we find that the main terrestrial channels that people get completely for free, so I suppose really attract the poorest, once again, the poorest in the population, are getting basically the same as last Christmas.
That's right, absolutely. You're getting...
There's only one fundamental flaw, because most, even of the poorer communities, have now, well, one way or another, had to go to digital...
Yes.
Therefore, they've got BBC One, BBC Two, ITV 1, 2, 3, and 4, Channel 4, what's the matter with Channel 5?
23 porn channels.
No,
Plus 1,
BBC 3, BBC 4, BBC 4 is not a mainstream channel, it's boring.
And you know what's on all the time? Repeats of Top Gear.
Oh, excellent.
Which is the bad thing, but they are repeats.
Well, that's all right, because you can watch them over and over again and get different things each time. They are so brilliant in the way they're put together.
I agree.
But they're all recipients of the same one. I mean, all you do eventually is you learn it off by heart, and then you can go out and just say it to yourself.
So you mean, because I'm on my own this weekend, effectively a bachelor, this is very true, at home at the moment...
Have you got your bachelor pads with you?
No, but I've got my... A Ferrari car that I was bought, which has
this little wind-up one,
which has a model speed of 180 kilometres an hour.
Yeah,
it will be out at the front of Victoria House this weekend, as I will be driving it, because normally I'm told you can't do that; it's only for children.
Is it electric powered? Is it?
Petrol powered?
No, it's electric powered.
Yeah.
It's 6 inches long, Mark.
More than that, you fibber. But you little fibber, you know it's bigger than that. Because you've seen it. How long? It's about...
It's cold now, Eric.
Yeah. More than a foot long. Anyway, I'm just pointing out that if you've got digital telly in the UK, it's not four main channels anymore. So whoever wrote that's a nana.
Isn't an honour at all, because the four channels, the rest of digital TV is basically programmes that do stations that do repeats, and that's what they're saying.
So you're telling me that CBBC and CBeebies are just repeats?
Well, I'm not going to watch kids' programmes, am I?
But families will do.
Well, let the families watch it. And we're talking about grown-up people who read a grown-up newspaper like the Daily Express, who know that BBC One, BBC Two, ITV and Channel 4 are the main programmes. And they're repeating things like, Dad's Army, You've Been Framed and Father Ted,
which are all good. That's what they've done it for, just to pick out on 4 bits. They've left out all the other stuff. What about the great new Christmas shows on ITV Two?
But there aren't any.
There are.
Like what?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm not going to plug them. I'm not going to plug them.
No, you're not going to plug them because you're making it up like you made up that Adele song.
No.
Name the Adele song and be shamed.
There's What's Her Name from Radio 1. She's on doing some new stuff.
Oh, you're not naming her, are you?
I'm not going to. I'm in one of those moods. I'm not giving anybody any free plugs this week. Apart from it's a very adult comedy programme.
Yeah.
On ITV2. I read the notes.
I'm reading the notes. I can't find anything.
Well, it's there, you see. Typical red top journalist. I can't find it.
He's showing a James Bond film on Christmas Day. Another James Bond repeat on Christmas Day. The Queen's speech. She says the same thing every year.
That's not a repeat.
No, but she says the same thing every year. She says
Stop it. Anyway, apparently everyone's drowning in debt, but there is a serious warning that we did a couple of weeks ago, and Mark emphasised this immensely, the very, very high interest rates. And the surveys come out suggesting that 3.5 million people think that they will be taking payday loans in the UK in the next 6 months. Okay. And for those that don't understand it, it's where you can get sort of £400 to £500 very quickly over the phone or via the internet. The downside
with no credit check.
Virtually no credit check, I'm sure.
That's the problem. And let me say that I even saw, in fact, we were spammed on the Consumer Action Group a couple of days ago by a company called Loans for the Unemployed. And they put up a spam post on our site. And I have to say, I went in and edited it, and I recommended that everybody doesn't go to loansfortheunemployed.com. When I had a look at Google for Loans for the Unemployed, there are hundreds of firms who are targeting specifically people who are unemployed with loans and basically saying you'll get the money. Well, you will get the money, but believe me, if you're unemployed and you borrow money, you're looking at a very, very difficult 2012.
Can I really make a really serious point about...
Whoa. Just get this bit in your head. 4,000% interest rate.
Yes. And the rest.
4,000%.
They advertise on TV at 2,800, I tell you.
And the bank rate in the UK is half of 1%.
Yeah.
Think of the profit they're making off the back end of you.
Yeah. But listen to this, so important. This is really important. Sure. The reason one major reason these companies now exist is because of the way that the government is treating people who are claiming benefits. I don't vaunt benefits as a way to make a living in this world now, and you should get a job. But there is somebody I know who has done nothing wrong except applied for only 8 jobs in 1 week instead of the 10 that they were supposed to apply for. Mm-hmm. And they have had the benefits cut for 2 weeks based on that. That means they have no money for 2 weeks because they applied for 2 jobs less. What are they going to go to except to a firm like this?
Well, can I make a suggestion to everybody? And I know times are hard and it's Christmas time and there's a whole bunch of pressures on. Do have a look first. Even if you can't get on the internet, go to a library and have a look on the internet there. Look at credit unions. Okay, yes. Look at credit unions. They're not for profit. They are regulated. And the interest rates are incredibly low. And they specialise in short-term, small loans. Rather like these companies who are advertising these payday loans. You're talking of £400 to £500. You may get a bloke coming round and knocking on your door to get the money back each week. That's not a bad thing. But you're not going to get 4,000% interest rates.
No. And I tell you what,
I checked up this morning. Something between 80 and 90% of the entire UK has a credit union facility close by them. It might be 10 miles, it might be 5 miles, whatever. But a credit union will loan you money small amounts of money, not huge amounts, and the interest rate will be nowhere near double digit even. So use your life. Credit idea. Unions.
Don't... But there is also another point to make on this, because the poor people who get kicked off, who have the money stopped for not applying for the right number of jobs, can actually go to the same benefits people and get an emergency loan off them to cover them for that period, and then they have to pay interest on that loan too. It is absolutely despicable.
Something we covered a couple of weeks ago, now which you've decided to bring something out. They're saying, beware of cheap counterfeit consoles and other electrical goods flooding in from the Far East. They could kill you. They are dangerous. Yes, we know, Mr. Witch, we did this 2 weeks ago.
We did.
If not longer. And, you know, Witch just get on my pip. They really do. So backward in coming forward. But it is a true thing. Don't be tempted if you're hard-pressed for cash. Go to somewhere like one of these, what do they call them? Cash savers, is it, Lee?
Well, they do call them cash savers, yeah. But bear in mind that while we're talking about loan companies and things like that, Cash Savers is a good organisation. You can't knock them, really. But they're only the equivalent to pawnbrokers.
Well, no. That's not my point. You will often find, especially in those sort of shops, where people will sell on if they're early adopters, for example. When the first iPhone came out, as soon as the second one came out, they all went and bought them and sold their iPhone 1s on eBays or something like that. Yep. But don't use that. Go to one of these shops where at least you've got some credit, some consumer fallback and protection. Yeah. Thank you, Mark. Equally with games. You know, people buy very expensive, what are called AAA games, get bored with them, take them to one of these shops, they sell them off at a tenth of the cost of buying the exact same game new. So just use your loaf a bit, and you can shop incredibly cheaply if you're prepared to put yourself out a little bit.
And you do get consumer protection on secondhand goods. Don't let anybody tell you different.
Exactly. Yep. So I would suggest, number one, don't buy, please don't buy the counterfeit goods from the Faris. They're not going to last. If they do last, it'll be weeks, days if you're unlucky. But equally, think about what the person really wants. If they want a AAA racing game with cars crashing into each other, chances are you'll find last year's edition in one of those shops, and you can buy it for like a couple of £3.
I know, but what you're saying, I understand, but it does sound sad, doesn't it? Because it's like when I was a kid, right, I wanted a 3-inch refractor telescope, right, to continue with my astronomical things.
Dear, he's off now, he's anoraking.
No, I'm not, I wasn't, I need it. Patrick Moore, that gloriously aged, monocled British institution, wrote to me, right, said to me that you needed a 3-inch refractor minimum to be able to carry out your astronomical endeavours. And so I told my parents, and Dorothy and Ken, I am holding nothing back on this, right?
Yeah.
I got, for Christmas, a 2¾-inch reflector.
That's
the same as buying you a game that's a year old.
It does
the job, but not quite as well.
I think, and the other thing is, you could be helping the ecosystem.
Yeah. Why?
If you recycle goods properly.
You're going out your money.
If you recycle things properly, it saves them being chucked into a landfill site.
Yep.
Absolutely true. And if you, and I can't remember which island, one of the islands out in the Bahamas or somewhere like that, they've actually had to stop putting stuff onto their landfill island because it's full up.
Well, that's it. Go and put it on somebody else's island. Well, that's what you do with the dustbin round here.
Anyway, as we do all regularly on this programme, pot calling kettle black.
I'll let you do this one.
Yeah, that's all right. Wikipedia is investigating a PR firm called Bell Pottinger.
Very well-known firm.
Actually, yes, they are. And they are an incredibly clever PR firm as well. And allegedly... I do say allegedly. I love the title.
Because you're a big scaredy cat.
No, Biggles Wiki, apparently, is a nickname used by said company to remove bad things about companies and put good things on about companies. Isn't that what some disrespectful urchins do on Wikipedia anyway?
I think that's what disrespectful urchins do all over the world. We have a prime example here of a leading councillor who rewrote a press release on the internet to make it say something different when he was taken to task over what it said. This is not something spectacular. No. This is something that happens in every walk of life, except journalists, which I take very great exception.
Hold on a minute. Wikipedia are saying it's bad for this company to do this, and yet they allow everybody else to do it.
That's exactly the complete paucity and stupidity of the intertwined.
Stop it. No, what Wikipedia should do is actually regulate the whole thing themselves internally, not just have a pop at a PR company.
Of course they should. Absolutely, 100%. 100%, I agree with you. And it is wrong that people have the ability, through this stupid intertwined thing, right, to actually be able to go and rewrite history.
But people do it. Journalists do it.
Journalists do not do it. That's the bit you said that. You knew that that was incendiary because I'd highlighted that in black and made it tight.
Well, I think a company like Bell Pottinger is distorting the democracy of Wikipedia, I have to say. And
There is no democracy in Wikipedia.
I can't tell you the full details, but I've challenged Wikipedia on some stuff and they've gone, no, we don't agree. And actually, I can prove it that they're 100% wrong, but they still will not change it because they say this other person knows something, blah, 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 blah.
But you're entitled to put in your opposing right reply.
No. Every time we've put it in there, mate, they've taken it out.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely true. And Lee'll back me up on that.
Wikipedia are wicked as far as things like this are concerned. I agree with what Mark's saying. In an ideal world, it is a sort of democratic way of chronicling what's happening in the world. But
I live in an ideal world, actually.
I live in an ideal home exhibition.
Yes, thank you very much. a cage fighter story, Lee?
Yeah, well, the blighter cage for trying to rob a cage fighter. Yeah, well, he hasn't actually been caged, but he's on his way. I think it's just so funny. An armed mugger, right, in America, right, went up to a bloke sitting in a car, held a gun against his head, but he'd picked on the wrong guy because the bloke inside the car was actually a cage fighter who biffed him and bashed him. Took his gun, and the poor bloke, while he's trying to get the gun off him, the gun went off and shot the mugger through the foot. So he got biffed, bashed, and shot for taking on a cage fighter. Good on the cage fighter.
Absolutely. I have no argument with that at all. This one's especially for Mark. Taiwan, a dog poo lottery has been launched, which apparently is very successful. And people that clean up the streets get a ticket into this. And they can go into this kind of lottery. A woman in her 50s has already won the top prize, a gold ingot worth £1,500. That's just over $2,000.
Is it in the shape of a dog?
Is it in the shape of a dog?
I have no idea.
Does she wear it around the neck?
I have no idea. There's smaller ingots worth several hundred dollars have been given to four prize winners. Yeah. A total of 85 prize winners so far for picking up the dog poo.
Yeah. What a good story, isn't it? I mean, here's an incentive for people, not only the owners, but anybody, to try and keep the streets clean of dog poo. And I understand that also, it would be a great way, for instance, for unemployed people, street beggars and this sort of thing. And I mean, I'm sorry that maybe then one ends up sort of saying, well, these people are reduced to cleaning the streets of dogs' messes. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's amazingly socially useful. And it looks like in Taiwan, this has been really, really successful.
I'll tell you
experiment.
What, a very serious comment to that, Mark. The first time I went to Latvia in the winter doing some work for the government, I was bemused as to why this lady, who I would estimate to have been 75 to 80 years old, had got a little pick and was hacking away at the ice on the pavement to clean it up. Yeah. And I just asked, what's going on? Oh, that's her job. she gets, because there was no state money at that point, because it had just come out of the Soviet Union, she would do this and would get paid something, I don't know, I think it's lats, 70 lats or something a month to do this. If she didn't do it properly, she got fined 90 lats.
Blimey. Well, I'm not sure about the fining for not doing it properly, but I have to say, what a good idea.
What was she hacking into the ice for?
To clean the pavement so people could walk on it.
What, it's full of ice?
No, she was cleaning the ice off.
Yeah.
What's that got to do with dog poop?
No, it's not. But the whole idea of keeping the streets clean of something or other, okay?
Oh, that was a stupid analogy.
Well, in Taiwan, they're rewarding people by weight of bag collected. So if you collect a kilo of the stuff, then you get a certain rate. And what a good idea. Wouldn't it be wonderful if it could be applied to Paris, where they've got a tremendous problem? The only difference is, I'm afraid, I don't believe that Parisians have got enough pride in their environment to want to get involved. Because
you know what Parisians do, and I've seen this in Paris. I've seen this happen in Paris, and this is disgusting. Yeah. And I think the Parisians should be ashamed of themselves. I've seen a dog do that on the floor in Paris. The owner chucks a dog biscuit on top of what the dog's just done, and the dog eats it.
Well, there's no shame in Paris, believe me. There's no shame.
Anyway, Chilean politicians have condemned a president's joke because it's sexist. Now, I should have to read this little joke
to you. Are you doing the joke? Go on, you do the joke.
I think we should read this little joke out for every...
Are we apologising for saying it, or do we stand by
No,
joke?
We are reading a news story.
With the joke in it?
There's a news story. President... Is it Pinera? Pinera, is that how you say it?
Well, that's a good start, isn't it?
President Pinera asked what the difference was between a politician and a woman.
Yep.
Saying a politician meant no when he said maybe, and a woman went maybe when she said no. No, I didn't laugh either.
But you got the bloody joke wrong.
I didn't. I read it out.
I think he gave us the flavour of the
maybe,
joke, actually.
But when she says maybe... No, the joke is that when a lady says no, she means maybe. When she says maybe, she means yes. I don't think it's a very funny joke, actually. But you could have at least done the ladies and gentlemen a favour of doing it properly.
I read it out proper.
Mark, did he read that out proper or not?
Well, I think he sort of carried the sense across, and I think it's a profoundly non-funny joke and a profoundly sexist kind of comment to be made.
Why
is
it sexist?
It's not sexist.
It's sexist
because it mentions women. What a ludicrous stance to say.
It doesn't. It's this idea that women say no and they mean yes. I mean, this is the kind of thing that starts to incite people to say, well, she's resisting me, but really she means yes, so I'm going to rape her anyway.
No.
Maybe I'm being a bit extreme, but actually, in the end, that's where it leads us.
Is he not sexist against politicians then? He's drawing them into the same sort of sexual innuendo.
Well, could be.
An example, people who put themselves in the limelight, like politicians, for instance, deserve what they get. So, no, I don't think politicians need protected from it, but I do think that it's unfair to women, and I think that actually it encourages this.
Are you on a promise to that?
And maybe very sort of macho South American attitude to women that. Although they're saying no, really they mean yes, and so we'll give them a shot.
There speaks a man whose partner, just for once, has decided to listen into the programme as we're doing it.
Absolutely.
Therefore, he's chicken.
Why can't you treat them as human beings? And they have as many rights as men do to be insulted and to have the mickey taken out of them.
Well, girls are. There's a lot more comedians around that are girls these days as well, you know.
Well, that's right. And if you upset them, they've always got the recourse to tears, which we don't have.
Don't you cry?
I only cry at music and films.
And when somebody's trying to use your credit card?
No, because I don't have credit cards.
Oh, right then, okay. Witch's Cottage is unearthed near Pendle Hill
in
Lancashire.
Is it about Witch Magazine again?
Be good. Which, of course, is, as all the proper people of Great Britain will know, it's in a place called Up North.
That's where I come from. I tell you what,
it's up north, where he comes from as well. So, and they found a
that's
cat.
That's where the ex-wife and the pussy ended up.
It's because they found
the
bones.
Is that a sexist joke, Mark?
Yes.
Is that sexist?
The bones of
it's preferable to the other one.
The bones of a cat were bricked into the wall.
See, that's
what they do up north. They put cats in bricked walls.
Fell out with her
because they lock up the demons.
Is that what it is?
Where is it, see? It's what? In the dog, and so you brick her up in the wall.
Another brick in the wall. So have you heard about this thing, then, because you're a ghosty person?
Well, I have, and I think it's quite interesting, because the Pendle Witches, the story of the Pendle Witches is a mythology and something that's emblazoned across English history. And nobody's actually, you've got all the bits of witchy stuff around on the Pendle Hills, you know, the monoliths and things like that. But here, they've actually found a house that contains what they consider to be the remains of a Pendle witch. This could actually be a real Pendle witch. I do think they're only basing it on the fact that they found a cat with her. Like, she didn't have a pointy hat on or something in a grave like that. But it's nice, just a nice thought, isn't it, for Christmas?
Well, I bet it's more than that. I mean, what a bloody marketing opportunity.
Exactly.
I mean, you say the bloody word.
If you're doing a construction project there, I'd be revisiting my business plan at this very moment.
Yes, that's open over me. Absolutely. We've got time for two more stories, so you're going to have to go down to page 9, chaps. Where's my effing village gone? And I was not swearing.
He was not swearing.
As some will know, Facebook have its European headquarters, that is, in Dublin.
Which will be changing soon.
It will.
After signalling.
Well, no, because a lot
the economy,
of the...
It was an economy joke.
Google as well have got their headquarters there because of 9% corporation tax,
yes,
which may well be changing before too long. So watch out for some big movement.
Absolutely.
Make sure you've got your doggy bag.
So they'll be effing gone as well.
Effing, EFFIN, for the regulators, is in County Limerick.
And that's not a poem.
And...
And there was a young boy from Effin.
Yes,
who,
stop it. Has been branded offensive by Facebook and is blocked from the site.
It.
Unbelievable! Listen, sometimes I find Paris offensive. You just go ban it.
Only sometimes.
There was a young man from Paris.
From Effin.
He fell over right on top of his Aris.
He pulled it out double.
Stop it!
Trouble.
I'm going to fade him down for a minute. I'm never going to get anywhere.
Bon Dieu, he said.
Bon Dieu. So apparently, the village has started an online battle to get Effing recognised by Facebook. Effing Facebook.
Beautiful quote, and it says, "What are you, is she?" This woman who from there says, "I'm proud to be an effing woman." See, that's what I'm talking about. Is that sexist?
And to finish off this, we'll have to be ever so quick, really, really quick. The top 2011 hashtags from Twitter includes Egypt, tiger blood, three words to live by, I don't understand why, Japan, I'm proud to say, Super Bowl and Jan 25.
And why has nobody gone for Browns?
I don't know.
Hash browns.
On that happy note, we've got to leave it, boys and girls. That was Postcard from Pop Bread for another week. We'll see you again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.